When how to overcome this problem?
我们要学习 forget and 学习 forgive， 或者我们要学习 forgive， 也要学习 forget。
We need to learn how to forgive and then forget.
能够 forgive and forget， 这是一个很大的神迹。
This is the biggest miracle to be able to forgive and forget.
但是我们在没有办法 forget 的前提之下，而能够 forgive， 这是更大的神迹。弟兄姊妹，你相信吗？
And yet to be able to forgive in the condition of not able to forget it, that is even a bigger miracle.
因为有的时候已经发生了。
Because sometimes things happened already.
我们实在没有办法说完全让它抛到九霄云外，不可能的事情。
But it's really impossible really to totally forget what had happened.
但是我们仍然能够在爱的原则里面，我们不去数算这些旧账。我觉得这是我们今天夫妇之间要学的一个很难学的功课。
And yet to be able to within this love that we can forgive, that is the hardest thing to learn between a husband and wife.
这些有很多都可以有很多的发挥，但是我今天没有时间在这里多讲。第五个第五戒，不要在吵架的时候不要牵涉对方的父母和亲人。
When we are fighting and arguing, please don't bring in the whole family.
是你们两个人的事情。
It's things between you two.
不要常常这样说，我一看到你就想到你妈。
Something that the minute I see you, I remind me of your mom.
你跟你妈妈一样，那么势利。
You are just like your mom.
你知道，有的时候我们挨太太骂可以，但是你如果骂我父亲母亲，有的时候我们会不甘心，我们会跟太太吵这个没完。
Sometimes it's all right that if you attack me, but if you start attacking my parents,Then I will really argue with you.
你不满意我，你就不满意我。
If you're not happy with me, that's fine.
你们你家没有一个好东西。
But if you say your family just never turn out anything good.
这个有的时候真是在火上浇油。
And that's definitely to pour oil on the hot fire.
你们不要没有看到这个时候，他是拿一个杯子丢到他们家的全家福，气得不得了，连狗都骂起来。
Actually, the picture is depicting the hand throwing a cup at the picture, and so you can see that.
所以我们今天如果要吵架，你可以吵，不要把家里面的人，甚至把祖宗八代都把他带进来。
So it is all right to argue, but please don't bring in the rest of the family.
很多时候我们在这方面实在不够聪明，弟兄姊妹要吵架要吵得聪明一点。
So a lot of times we just are not very wise when we argue. So let's be wise when we argue.
那么第六个吵架的时候，我们要提醒我们自己。
The sixth point that we need to remind ourselves when we are arguing.
不要以偏概全，也不要一概而论。不要这个。
And summarize and don't
generalize. 就不要把这些事情就是说通通这个一小块，然后就说成就都是那个样子。
Don't let a small thing generalize the whole.
或者这样说哈，我们不要常常这样说，你总是这个样子。
Let's put it another way that you don't say you are always like this.
有的时候我们这些做丈夫的给妻子讲多了以后，我们现在觉得很不甘心，我哪里总是这样，我也记得啊，有一次我也跟你不错
啊。A lot of times we are, especially the husband, they say, well, how did I always like that? You know, I have done something else too.
家里的家事你从来不管，这种语气很强，但是一点不真实。
Or you can say you never help with the house. These words are really strong.
这个叫做以偏概全。
This is called generalizing.
很多时候我们在夫妇之间讲话的时候，我们说口要择言，有的时候我们要选择一些话，有的时候这种过分强调的不真实的话，反而使事情越来越恶化。
That's why we need to pick the words that we use when we are arguing. These are overemphasizing words are not wise to use.
我们学习多注重人，多有人情一点。
We need to more concern about the person.
在1985年，我们两个人在香港领聚会。
In 1980, we were in 85. We were in Hong Kong leading a conference.
非常奇怪，每一次我们出去侍奉，好像撒旦就是有一些很奇怪的一些对付、一些攻击。
Seems like every time we are wanting to serve him, that Satan has certain kind of things to do.
我记得我要正要上台这个领会的已经在领唱，那么突然人家递了一个条子给我。
I remember that it was already a singing time and I was about to go up to the stage and someone passed me a note.
他说李牧师，李牧师，你赶快找个机会打电话回美国。
He said, Pastor Lee, you need to find the chance as soon as possible to call home to United States.
你的儿子出了车祸。
That your son is in a car accident.
那么你赶快看看怎么，所以我当时急得不得了，我就跟那个领会人讲，我说你多唱一些诗歌，我去打个电话。
Okay, so I just told the people that was leading the song that you sing a couple more hymns and I'm going to go and make a phone call.
那时候我不敢跟师母讲，我就赶去打长途电话。
I didn't tell Mrs. Lee, and so I went and made my long distance call.
我打电话回到 Boston.
So I called back to Boston.
是我们一个同工接的电话。
And one of my coworker answered the phone.
那么我就拿起电话来，我说Lawrence, 我说听说 Chris 出了车祸，是不是？
He said, Lawrence, I heard that Chris is in a car accident. Is that true?
我就问他，我说有没有其他的人在车上。
So I asked him, are there any other person in the car?
然后第二，我问他说 ，Chris 伤得怎么样
？And then the next thing he says, how bad is Chris hurt?
然后最后我说那车子到底怎么样
？And then the last thing I said, how is the car?
我很自然就问了这三个问题。
Naturally, that's what I had asked.
等到我回到美国的时候，这个 Lawrence 有一次跟我讲。
So after I returned to the United States, Lawrence talked to me.
他说李牧师，我实在很受感动，你那个电话很感动我。
He said, I was really touched by your phone call, Mrs. Pastorly.
他说你所关心的一些人就说，哎呀，我那个车怎么办？哎，有没有偷偷掉？那么人都不管，只顾车子，这样一个原则常常在夫妻之间也是一个很重要的提醒。
That most people would be concerned first about the car, how bad it's being damaged. But yet this one, to be person-oriented, is more important in the husband and wife relationship.
他说你关心的是其他的人，你的儿子，然后你的车子。
So what you were concerned about is other people and your son, and then your car.
第七戒。
The seventh.
不要讲不能改变的事实。
Don't talk about things that we cannot change.
很多时候我们在这个话，我那天跟 Tom 讲这个替我们画图的，我说你这个是什么意思？我不太懂。
Well, I was asking Tom what this picture means.
他说他的意思就是说这个鱼根本是猫吃掉的，不是他，这个事实是这样，但是偏偏他就偏偏要怪这个不是他做的事情。
What happened is that this fish has been eaten by that dog, and so this is a fact that a cat, whatever, and it's a fact that cannot be changed. But she was really yelling at him.
It is a doggy cat. 那么在他其实我的意思是什么呢？
Actually, what I mean is,
有的时候有一些夫妻之间的事实哈是没有办法改的，你不要用那个变成你吵架的一个口头禅。
Sometimes there are things between a husband and wife that cannot be changed, so don't use that as a topic of your argument.
我看见你就讨厌。
I just so disgusted every time I see you.
那么一看到你怎么那么矮呢？你很多时候我们就会讲这些话。
So why are you so tall? I just can't stand it.
昨天晚上我忘记一件事情。
I forgot something last night.
这个戴季中弟兄要我问候大家。
Then clearly you all know that want us to greet each other here.
现在要录音，要录影，我这个希望他不看到这个我下面讲的话。
Well, we have videotaping. I hope he never sees what I say.
大家都很关心他的婚姻，是不是哈？大家都问我他怎么样，有没有女朋友啊？
I'm sure everyone is concerned about his marriage, and so everyone asked me if he has gotten a girlfriend yet.
在这个地方不合适回答这个问题，所以我不告诉你。
So right here, it's not very appropriate to answer this question, so I'm not going to do that.
但是如果他要结婚
，But if he has to marry，
我一定要跟他的太太讲。
I really will have to talk to his wife。
不要一天到晚直接或者间接讲他的头。
Never talk indirectly or directly about his hair。
不要说，哎呀，我现在在学中国的成语，然后学一句什么"绝的什么"，就是绝顶聪明这种话不要说。所以今天我们有很多事实没有办法改的事实，我们不要哪来常常变成责怪对方的事情。
So we just have to be careful not to take things that we cannot change to yell at each other.
但是能改的我们要改，弟兄姊妹。
And yet those that can be changed should be changed.
我在南洋，我们在南洋有两年的时间。
We were in Malaysia for a while,
Singapore. 我到那边惹了一个很坏的习惯。
Over there, I acquired a very bad habit.
我非常喜欢吃榴莲。
I love to eat this
durian.
Durian.
Oh. Oh. 但是我太太没有办法容忍那个榴莲。
And you all know that is a fruit that for those benefits of that. That's a fruit that very strong odor, but my wife cannot stand that.
那么我爱榴莲，真是爱的这个闻名遐迩。
You know that I just go to love this durian so much.Everybody knows about it.
但是每一次我吃榴莲
But every time I eat that.
我太太说你可以吃
My wife said you can eat.
晚上不要进房间
Don't come into the bedroom at night.
很多时候这个是可以改变的，这不是不能改变的。
Well, this is one thing that it can be changed.
你不吃榴莲有什么了不起
？Well, even though if you don't eat this durian, what's the deal?
我想大家懂我的意思。
So I think you all understand what I'm trying to say.
第八
，Number eight.
吵架的时候，好好的吵，不要大声吆喝。
When we argue, we need to argue.Nicely and not yelling at each other.
很多时候我发现一些比较不讲理的人喜欢用声音来取胜。
A lot of times I find out people that do not have much reason for their argument. They use sound.
圣经里面有根据的，路加福音二十三章二十三节，这些人就是声音大了，然后比拉多就输了。
Okay, in Luke 23, verse 23, there you realize that this mob was just really yelling and loud, and so Pilate.
请注意哈，吵架实际不是说你们在吵架的时候停，赶快把李牧师的吵架学看一看，再继续吵，没有办法。
I don't mean that when you are arguing, say stop. Let's review what Pastor Lee has just talked about. I don't mean that.
你在吵架的时候，吵架实际对你没用。
So while you're arguing, these does not have anything to do with.
在趁今天大家还在心平气和的时候，那么听听这些可以帮助你在吵架的事上有进步，而且有建设性。
And yet, while we are now so calm with each other, that we can review these guidelines, that it might be a more creative and constructive argument.
不要用声音取胜。
So don't use voice, the sound, to win.
第九戒。
Number nine.
不要动手。
Don't use hands.
我不知道这个画图的这位弟兄他的幽默感。
Well, I don't know about the sense of humor this guy that drew the picture.
他告诉我先生在里面，太太在这里。
That's what he said, that the wife is down there. The husband is down here and the wife is up there.
因为我们一般来讲就是想到动手的时候就是 wife abuse, 对不对？
很多时候我们都想到
很多时候我们就想到是打太太。
Most of the time we will think about wife abuse, husband beating the wife.
但是其实动手的时候我发现有很多时候也是太太动手的也有。
But yet I also realize there are many times that the wife started too.
摔杯砸碗啊，我们常常看到有这种事情。
Oftentimes, we know people start throwing dishes at each other.
有一次，我们12点多半夜接到一个电话。
One time, past midnight, we got a phone call.
我们要开40分钟的车赶到他们的家里去。
We had to drive about 40 minutes to rush to this home.
进到他们家，发现他们家里面都是纸屑，都是纸头那个撕破的。
When we went in the house, we found that everywhere is scraps of paper.
后来我仔细看，哎呀，不看这，一看觉得很肉麻，原来都是情书。
So I try not to look at it because I realized that those were all love letters.
再仔细看，另外一张是什么？台湾新竹地方法院结婚证书已经撕成粉碎在地上。
And then the closer I looked, I found that one of them is a certificate and it's already torn to pieces, the wedding certificate.
这个都是动手。
So this is using your hand.
千万不要随便动手。
Never, never use your hand.
我做婚姻辅导。这些年来
all these years that I have been a marriage counselor,
我最不能容忍的一件事情就是打太太的先生。
What I cannot stand the most is the husband that beats the wife.
我觉得最没有出息的就是打太太的人。
That's just the lowliest kind of creature.
我不是在这里开玩笑。
I don't mean to make fun of it.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主面前，特别是在主面前，让我们好好的面对这件事情。
So in front of God, let's review this and really think about this.
让我们小心，真是不要这个一失足成千古恨啊。
Let's just be careful that let's not create a lot of regrets later just because of one moment of weakness.
最后一件。
The last point.
不要轻易的提离婚这个词。
Don't mention divorce very lightly.
不要随随便便，我们分开算。我们有的时候呢，不想吵了，但是你已经骑虎难下，已经说出来。
Sometimes we're right in the heat of fighting, so you just didn't feel like you can just back down. So you mentioned this divorce.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们两个人专门会讲消极的什么吵架事件，其实我们也蛮会讲一些正面的东西。
Well, brothers, don't think that why are we just negatively talking about these words that don't do that and don't do what. But yet we oftentimes would say possibly do something.
很多时候我们也会跟大家讲一些夫妻要如何谈恋爱这样的专题。
A lot of times we will also talk with people about how husband and wife should date each other.
刚才提到周神柱牧师，让我用周神柱牧师一句话来作为我这一段时间的结束。
So just now I mentioned the Reverend Chow in Taiwan, so I'm going to use one phrase of his to finish my part.
他结婚的比较晚。
He's married a little bit later.
那么等到他结婚的时候，他写了一篇文章登在校园杂志上。
So after he got married, he had written an article and it was put in the campus fellowship pamphlet.
那么在那个杂志上，他那篇文章有一句话对我，可以说一直到现在我都没有忘记，我也相信我这一生我都不会忘记这句话。
There's one phrase in his article really make a big impression on me and I don't think I will ever forget it.
每一次我想到这句话，我都会感动的要流眼泪。
Every time I think about this phrase, I will be so touched as to cry.
他这句话是怎么说的？
How did he say this?
他说我从来不向神给我我不向神求给我一个好太太。
So I never asked God to give me a good wife.
我一向所求的就是给我太太一个好丈夫。
All I have been praying is to give my wife a good husband.
弟兄姊妹，这个祷告太伟大了。
Brother and sister, this is a really very special prayer.
这个祷告太属灵了。
It's too spiritual almost.
这个祷告太实际了。
It's so practical.
求主帮助我们在座每一个人。
So I ask that God would help each one of us here.
夫妇多少都有一些问题。
There will be problems between husband and wife.
两个人在一起总是不容易。
It's not easy to have two people living together.
但是让我们求主帮助我们替对方来设想。
And yet, ask God to just help us to think for the other person.
让我们不处处都为自己求，让我们在这一方面也想到我们的对方。
Let us not to just strive for things for ourselves only, but to think and be concerned for our mate.
主啊，我不求你给我一个好太太。
The Lord, I'm not asking you to give me a good wife.
求你给我的太太一个好丈夫。
But I'm asking you to give my wife a good husband.
我们还有十五分钟的时间，讲到吵架以后呢，我们要讲到积极的话。
So we have only 15 more minutes, and we're going to talk about after fight, the positive words that we say to each other.
我们要常常学习讲一些正面的该讲的话。
We should always learn to say some positive words, those words that need to be spoken.
而且说话不是单单用口。
And oftentimes, speaking is not just with your mouth.
说话不是单单用字句
It's not just use words and phrases
我们要学会 communicate with words 以外还有 communicate with eyes 用眼睛说话
Well, besides communicating with words We still need to learn to communicate with our eyes
同时我们也要用手来沟通。
And also we use our hands to communicate.
也要用我们的心来沟通。
And use our heart to communicate.
有很多时候夫妻讲话的时候，另外一方根本就没有好好在听。
Oftentimes, one side of the couple was talking, the other side was really not paying attention at all.
那个太太从早上起来就有很多话要跟先生讲。
So a wife that gets up in the morning had many words that she wants to say to her husband.
那个先生就拿着报纸，
And so the husband would just, yes, with his newspaper.
或者呢，晚上先生回来的时候，太太有一天的事情要告诉他。
Or when he comes home, the wife has a lot of things that happen in the daytime that she wants to share with him.
可是那个先生回到家来，往沙发一躺，眼睛就对着电视机。
And yet the husband will come back and just lay on the couch and watching the TV.
所以太太在旁边讲的时候，他根本没有听见。
So whatever the wife is speaking right at his by his side, he does not hear a thing.
所以沟通的时候，不但要会讲，还要会听。
So during communication.Not just that we can learn how to speak, and also we learn how to listen.
用耳朵听以外，要用眼睛来听。
Besides listening with your ears, you need to listen with your eyes.
有的时候我跟李牧师讲话，我发现他没有在看我。
Sometimes I found that when I'm talking to Pastor Lee, he was not looking at me.
所以我就一直走到他的面前，要瞪着他。
So sometimes I would just walk around to him and just really stare at his eyes.
或者我就停止讲话
Or I will stop for a while
等到他在看我的时候
And then when he starts looking at me again
我们不但要用眼睛听用手来听
Besides listening with our eyes We also need to listen with our hands
夫妇要常常学会用手来表达我们沟通我们的心里面的沟通
Couples should need to learn also A lot of times use our handsTo express how we feel and communicate how we feel inside.
所以这个叫做身体语言也是非常的重要。
So this is called body language. It's very important.
你会用口讲话，也要会用身体拍拍你的妻子。
So you can use the word to speak the word, but then you can also use your hands to just give a love pat.
这都是我们需要学习的。
These are all the things that we need to learn.
有几种话是夫妻之间要常常学习讲的。
There are a few kinds of words that we husband and wife should learn to always say to each other.
因为不是每一个人天生就那么会讲这些话。
Because not everybody is just born to know exactly how to say these words.
第一种话
The first kind
是夫妻之间要常讲的是称赞的话赞美的话。
The first one is the word of praise.
要常常称赞对方。
We need to praise each other more.
今天早上 Daily Bread 不知道多少人读了。
The Daily Bread devotions. I wonder who have read it this morning.
我们在教会常常订这个 Daily Bread， 然后给弟兄姐妹回家看的。
And our churches have often subscribed that and then give it to all the people.
所以有的时候牧师在台上讲 Daily Bread 里面所举的例子的时候，很多人都点头，因为看过了。
So oftentimes when Pastor Lee quoted the examples from Daily Bread and most of them would just agree and nod their head.
Yeah, 今天早上的 Daily Bread 是讲到主耶稣称赞一位姐妹。
This morning was talking about Jesus praising a woman.
所以就提到称赞的力量。
It talks about the power of praise.
那么接下来他就提到有一个家庭主妇有一个姐妹。
It said, then it mentioned about a homemaker.
她在教会也是热心的侍奉。
She is also very working very hard in the church also.
常常在教会许多的工作上有份。
So she is participating in many works in the church.
她做久了以后，她慢慢发现每一个人都好像把她的侍奉就是 take it for granted， 当作是理所当然的。
And pretty soon that she found out that everyone just take her service for granted.
所以呢，好像没有一个人就是称赞她或者感激她。
No one really come to show the appreciation and praise her or thank her for it.
而家里面的事情又很重很累。
And also the things at home is very heavy too.
她的先生有许多的对她的要求。
And her husband has a lot of requests and demands on her.
她的儿女常常就是妈妈有没有衣服有没有洗干净衣服要她把衣服都洗好。
And the children also just have a lot of demands on her.
所以她到了一个地步她觉得很累然后觉得很灰心 真的是非常的沮丧。
So up to a point that she is so tired and so discouraged.
正在这个时候，电铃响了。
Well, right at this time, the doorbell rang.
有一个花店的人送了一把花来。
A florist came and delivered a bouquet.
那个花的底下有一张卡片。
And then in there, there is a card.
那卡片说，我们实在是非常的感激你所有的所有的献上，你实在是一个最好的妻子，也是一个好母亲。
And on it is said that we really appreciate what you have given to us all and what you have done. You are the best wife and the best mother.
下面签名你的丈夫和你的孩子。
And it's signed your husband and your children.
结果这个妻子拿到这个花，看到这个卡片的时候，坐在门口就大哭。
So this wife, this lady got this bouquet and read this card. She just sat right there and cried.
当她的眼泪流出来的时候，把她所有的灰心，把她所有的沮丧，所有的 depress 都流掉了。
And all these tears washed away all the discouragement, all the depression that she was feeling.
很多的时候，我们就是很吝啬去称赞一下对方。
Oftentimes we are just not very generous to praise other people.
但是当我们要学会称赞的时候，另外一个就是要同时的要学会感激。
At the same time when we say praise, we need to also feel the thankfulness.
我们的艺术家他画这个感激的意思就是那个先生去因为那个太太很怕狗，那个先生就好像去把那个狗赶走，就自己被狗撕了一身的破，所以太太在感激他。
The picture is this wife is afraid of dog, and so the husband tried to fight off the dog, and you can see all the tattered and torn clothes, so she is very thankful.
夫妻之间要学称赞的话，也要学说感激的话。
Husband and wife need to say words of praise, also say words of thanks.
有一次有一个传道人，也就是我们非常敬爱的是我们的老师，是寇世远监督。
There's a teacher that both of us really respected.
他也是我们的老师。
And they are also our teachers.
那么他有一次就提到他在办公室里面看到一篇文章，讲到说称赞的力量很大，如果你称赞你的太太可以使她长寿。
He had mentioned in an article that the strength and the power of praise is so great that it can make your wife live longer.
所以他下班的时候他就回家，他说我们中国人很保守，从来没有称赞过，我今天一定要学使我太太长寿。
So he said we Chinese are always so reserved and never say words like that. So today I'm going to try that and let my wife live longer.
所以他进门了以后，他看看他太太，他说太太你很漂亮。
So he walked in, this is better in Chinese. So he walked in the door and said to her, honey, you are so pretty.
就他太太就瞪他一眼，神经病。
But the wife instead, you know, just stared at him and said, you're crazy.
所以他说糟糕，我今天想学这篇文章所教导，结果失败了。
So he said, oh boy, I'm trying to learn what this article was about, and yet I was not into a failure.
所以但是他不愿意放弃，就到了吃晚饭的时候还要学习再怎么样称赞一下。
But he didn't give up. So at dinner time, he's going to learn to do that again.
所以当他吃饭的时候，他拿起菜来吃，他就说太太这个菜烧得真好吃。
And so after he ate, took a bite and said, dear honey,He said, this is just really well done.
就太太又瞪他一眼，你到今天才知道啊。
The wife just stared at him and said, now you finally realize.
所以不但要学会称赞对方，也要学会感激对方。
So not just to know how to praise, it's also learn how to thank, be thankful.
他称赞你的时候，你要学会你能够感激他对你的称赞。
And so when you got a compliment, you need to know how to say thank you too.
有一次有一个姐妹结婚十周年，她的先生每一年都忘记她的结婚周年。
So this there's a lady that we know that is already been married 10 years. Every year during the anniversary, her husband forgot it.
她已经很习惯丈夫是忘记结婚周年
的。So she is used to this idea that the husband forgets our anniversary.
结果没想到结婚十周年 ,surprise, 那天早上她的先生送给她一个礼物。
So what a big surprise, on the 10th anniversary morning, her husband gave her a present.
她说你不是从来都不记得吗
?Well, aren't you the one that never remembered?
干嘛要送这些东西啊
？So why do you have to give me something like this？
给我看看是什么
？Let me see what it is。
他就打开包包一看，是一个钻戒。
So she opened it. It was a diamond ring。
他一看到钻戒，他就说：“你看看我们家里的钱都不够了，你干嘛浪费这些钱
？”So the minute she saw the ring, she said, "We don't even have enough money to spend in the house. So why are you wasting money on this thing？”
快点把那个 sell 的 slip。给我，我要去退货。
Quickly give me the sales slip so I can go return it.
所以就是不能感激。
So she did not know how to be thankful.
我想结婚十一周年的时候大概没有礼物了。
So I guess for her the 11th anniversary would not be with presents.
要学会感激对方。
So we need to learn to be thankful to the other side.
不要把每一个配偶像你所做的事情都当作是理所当然的。
Don't treat everything that he or she does to you as